Hello everyone, my name is Jesus Aguilar. I'm a technical evangelist in New York City, and today we're going to talk about geotagging your entities using Azure Mobile Services. So when we're talking about why it might be a cool idea to keep track of, you know, geolocation for entities in your application, is because perhaps it could unlock different scenarios for your application, right? So let's say you have a to-do item list, right? And by you attaching geolocation to that to-do item list, you have the ability to query, you know, all those to-do items based on that location. So for instance, if your application is about keeping track of things to visit in the city, right? There's a to-do item, right? If you can attach that to-do item to a particular location, then, you know, the application could provide user experiences such as querying, you know, all the to-do items that are related or near to the location where I am. So it could remind the user that that's a good place to visit that is nearby. So, and you can think of different scenarios depending on the type of entity. So the point here is that by having geolocation in your application and attaching that to your objects, you might be able to come up with different powerful, very highly usable user experiences. So before we go into the details and how we're going to do this, let me give you, you know, a little bit of background, and let me give you, you know, an overview of some of the math behind this, right? So as you probably know, geopoints basically is a combination of two values, a latitude and a longitude, right? So in that sense, you were to think that, you know, the Earth were flat, which is not the case, of course, but you were to think that the Earth's flat, calculating the distances between two points is actually very straightforward, you know? Fortunately, a Greek, you know, by the name Pythagoras, you know, gave us a very handful theorem to solve that problem, and I think we all know that. So, calculating distances between two geopoints in a flattened, surface, in a two-dimension surface, is way easier. But as the Greeks also correctly deducted, the Earth is not flat. It actually resembles the shape of a sphere. Although it's not a perfect sphere, it's somehow, you know, flattened on the poles, right? So it resembles a little bit of an ellipsis, right? Because it's a sphere, then the distance between two points is not necessarily a straight line. It's actually an arc on top of the surface of the Earth, right? And that distance, the mathematical term to define that distance, is called the great circle distance. Unfortunately, again, we have, you know, very smart mathematicians that, you know, came up with a formula that allows us to do that calculation given to geolocation points. And the formula that we're going to be using is called the Harbinsign formula. And that formula is basically, you know, something that is recommended for computational scenarios because it mitigates rounding errors or discrepancies as a result of doing some calculations with cosines and sines and small degrees. All right, so what I have here is the standard Azure Mobile Services template, which is the implementation of a to-do item list. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to add a new data object that's going to be basically our geopoint. So let me quickly do that. As you could probably imagine, you know, the two properties of my geopoint is going to be latitude and longitude, right? So the next thing that we need to do is we need to associate that entity with our to-do item entity. And in order to do that, we just add a new property of the type geopoint to our to-do item entity. And because behind the scenes we're using entity framework and, you know, all the infrastructure of Azure Mobile Services, by me just doing this, all of a sudden I have the ability to persist for each to-do item geolocation information. So if I were to compile this, and then I execute it, so at this point we're running our project, and what I'm gonna do right now, I'm actually gonna insert one record into the database by manipulating the JSON and visit New York City. It's going to be at the name of my to-do item list. And as you can see here, I have the ability to put my location information associated with, right? I'm gonna do that very quickly here, and location. I'm gonna assign ID to my location. One, and then I'm going to submit this item to my local project. All right. So now the next thing that we need to do, we need to implement an endpoint in our Azure Mobile Services that receives a reference point, a distance, and then returns all items that are near to that reference point that are minimum to the distance that is provided. That within the distance that is provided. So we're going to do that. And for that, we're going to use the math formulas that we just review in a presentation. So for that, I'm going to go to my to-do item controller, and I'm going to add a few notes here, right? And let's review them a little bit. And let me just fix some of the references. Math. All right, so what we have here is the implementation of a method named, so what we have here is the implementation of our get to do items near a geopoint that receives a long and lat as a parameter account that will indicate how many items you want back, and then the maximum distance. So what that means is that I need to find all the items that are near this coordinate, right? But between that coordinate and a maximum distance of a value that is specified by the client. So actually, we're going to do this in two steps. In order for you to understand why that's the case, you know, let me give you some sort of background on what we need to do here from a logical flow perspective, right? So what we need to do is to, for all the items in my database, I need to calculate the distance between the associated geopoint for each item, right? And whatever is provided by the client, right? So that implies that I'm going to go one by one, right? And do that calculation, right? And then determine whether that value is within the range that is provided by the client via the max distance value. As you can think of, there are different ways to do that, right? And certainly doable in one shot, you know, with one perhaps very complex SQL statement. But what I'm doing instead is I am actually using a simpler approach, right? To identify the items that are closest to that geolocation first, right? And then actually after the fact, calculate whether those items are within the range specified by the client, right? And I do that in two steps. So some of the benefits of doing this is actually you are kind of sharing the burden of calculation between the app server and the database server as well. And then, you know, it makes it a little bit more cleaner from the coding perspective. So the way we're determining what are the points that are near that location is by using that trigonometric approach that we reviewed earlier. So we are actually calculating the distance as if the Earth were flat. We know it's not, right? But certainly that approach will give us the sense of whether those items are near that point. They will not give us an accurate distance because of the reasons that we specified earlier, but it's going to give us certainly, you know, what are the nearest points to that particular point, right? So after we have that list, which is a narrowed list down, right? We can enumerate those. We can go each one of those and then calculate the actual great, and then actually calculate the great and then actually calculate the great circle distance between the two of them using that Harvard sign formula that, you know, we reviewed earlier as well. And that's exactly what we're doing here. So the first statement is basically a query based on a calculation on and using, you know, the Pythagoras theorem, right? And then, you know, we're enumerating those, and then we're calculating the distance between those two points, and that's going to be the real distance using the Harvard sign formula. And then if that distance is less than what the user has provided, then if that distance is less than what the user provided, then we assume that that's a hit, and then we add it to a list that eventually is going to be returned to the client. All right, so what we have here is I have all the parameters that I needed to execute the action that we just implemented, right? And what I put here in the screen are the longitude and latitude of the Columbus Circle in New York City. So what I'm asking the API to return is give me up to 10 items that are near that particular location, right, with a maximum distance of 3 miles. So let's see what happens after we do that. So here you go, right? So I got a result back, and the item that I got back is something that says visit the New York Public Library, right? And the second one that I got is visit Battery Park, right? And that certainly makes sense because I pre-populated my database with some to-do items around some landmarks in New York City, and those are the closest to Columbus Circle. So we're good to go. This is working, and you know, you can download the code from my blog, givento code.com, and happy geotagging.